welcome everybody to episode 2 of Dog Eat Dog, here with Dave and Matt, and we got another great show for you tonight. Again, Colin's out doing some coaching and dadding.
Yes.
So
American football, who would have known it's so important?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not to us. Football's fourth or fifth on the list.
Yeah, exactly. At least.
Yeah,
at least.
Only because it's August.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly right. So yeah, Colin will be back next week, we hope. So in the meantime, we got a show with Matt and I. We're going to get some good stuff for you. So we're going to start with a topic that Matt had. What do you have for us today, Matt?
So Dave, I was walking outside the other day, and I see this car come and drive by real slow, and I see the big slogan on the side, HOA.
Oh.
HOA, dude, they were coming. They're like if like hall monitors like grew up
and, oh my God, get older. Yes.
How do you think those people feel when they're driving around, dude? Like, cause you know everybody's staring at them. They got their little clipboard and they're like, okay, There's four bushes and I'm counting seven.
Yeah, dude. I literally driving around that van. I can't imagine being like the type of person who looked at somebody's yard and is like, oh, that's not enough bushes.
Yeah.
Or their weeds are too long in their flower bed.
Yeah.
Or like, or whatever. And like just and write it down in your little notebook and send them a letter. It's just a crazy. I could not imagine being that type of person.
Because I feel awkward if I'm like driving by somebody's house and something catches my eye, like in their landscaping or something. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, how did they do that? Or that porch swing, like something I'm interested in at my house. Yeah. I feel awkward if I pause for like a second to look at their house. I can't imagine like stopping.
Dude, they're stopping. They probably take a picture.
Dude, you think they feel like they got some big britches?
100%. It attracts. There's the only type of people who are doing that job are people who like just love that control, little bit of control and power that they have, even though it's very small.
Yeah,
they do have like a decent amount of power. You can like fine people and like put a lien against your house if it goes too far, all this like crazy stuff. And it's
I don't know what type of person gets into that or what sounds like something they're going through like job list or how you even get into that where you're like,
yeah,
dude, that sounds awesome. Dude, it's perfect.
It is like it's same thing. Like I officiated sports like as a referee for basketball and football for a long time. And we would have meetings. You'd have a meeting every twice a year for high school sports, and they would, you know, refs would go over things. And it was, I would always say it's the room full of the smartest guy in the room. Right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like every single person in that room felt like they were the smartest person, the best official.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
And it attracts that type of job, like officiating as well, because it's like, again, you do have some power, even though it is small. It attracts the type of person who like wants that, like that has that ego, like a moth to a flame of like Karens. Like this is like the job for a Karen.
Yeah,
is a like HOA.
They love playing the villain role.
Oh
right?
Yeah,
it's like they
but it's also anonymous too, right? Yeah. And you can like scold people and make them do what you want with your name not attached to it, your face not attached to it.
I'm just envisioning because, like, you know, your work, you're judged on your performance and reviews and stuff like that. I wonder what it's like for them where it's like they go into their boss's office and they're like, all right, well, Randy, your quota on, you know, on grass being a quarter inch tall is a little low this month. They're like, you know, Stephanie's out there killing it. Stephanie's out there writing violations right and left. You're losing your fastball here.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, sorry, sir. I'll get better.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of trash cans and I just thought I let it go. But next time I see a trash can in the front yard,
and
I'm getting them.
And they're like taking somebody out and they're training them or whatever. And they're like, all right, see anything wrong here? You're like, no. And they're like, look again.
Yeah. Exactly.
See that trash can? I can see it from here. You're like, what trash? And it's like, what are you talking about? And it's like, that 1 2 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
I see the corner of it. That's
that's
a Waste Connections 3.9 liter bin.
Exactly. I don't know, dude. And you always, whenever you get like an email or something or a citation, you're always like, well, you always like make excuses like, oh, well, my neighbor does this, or like, oh, you didn't do that. Like, just try to justify it because like this back easement that we have back here that like grows like a freaking jungle that the HOA is like supposed to be, you know, taken care of.
Yeah.
So when I get an email about there's weeds in my driveway poking through the cracks,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, what about that? There's a freaking jungle in the ditch that you haven't freaking mowed in a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
and they're actively building houses and there's cars and debris and stuff like all over the place.
Yeah. It's just like,
I wanted to kind of walk through the origins of HOA.
Okay.
talk about maybe the benefits of them, some of the, you know, people's negative mindsets of them, and then discuss, you know, are they worth having? Should we have them? Mm. Should we not have them?
Yeah.
So they came about in the early 1900s, and you'll be surprised of anything. They kicked off from the baby boomers coming back from World War II.
Okay.
So builders started creating large communities, with shared amenities, parks, pools, clubhouses, because, you know, there's a vast population increase during that time. So the neighborhoods came a lot more elaborate. You know, they weren't these like, you know, parallel streets that, okay, you know, just were like, you know, mazes or whatever. They turned into, you know, more communities,
yeah,
and things like that. So then HOAs, they allowed developers to maintain property values a little bit. So in the 1960s, this is where they really got their rise, was the Federal Housing Administration started requiring HOAs for certain planned communities before approving mortgages.
Okay.
So the government liked HOAs because they put the cost of infrastructure, roads, sidewalks, landscaping, onto the homeowners instead of the city having to take care of those.
Okay.
So another,
that makes sense.
Another government saying, give that to the taxpayers, yeah, and yeah, let them pay for it.
Yeah.
We don't want to use our taxes for that. We want to use them for
whatever
else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything other than, yeah, cutting somebody's
helping
grass
you
on their sidewalk,
yeah, exactly,
in the neighborhood. So that's pretty on point for, yeah, us. By the 1980s to 2000s, they started becoming a lot more prevalent. By the year 2000, roughly 1 in 5 Americans lived in a community with HOAs. And as of 2004, over 74 million Americans live under an HOA currently.
Okay.
So I hear this all the time from my, you know, father-in-law or other people that are, you know, the country folk, where they're, I would never live in an HOA, I would never this. And it's like,
yeah,
if you're going to live anywhere near the city,
yeah,
even
true,
sometimes not, like new developed neighborhoods out wherever, they're going to be around.
Yeah.
Like there's no, you can't stop them. You can't get away from them. So yeah, that's some of the facts that,
yeah,
came up or how they came about or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my argument or not, we don't, obviously they're annoying.
Yeah.
It's an annoyance. Mm-hmm. We're Americans.
Yeah.
We don't want to have somebody tell us what to do.
Yes.
Right. We know our rights. We love, yeah, our freedoms.
Yes. Merk.
Yes. That's one of the reasons why we get upset with cops. Like,
yeah,
you just brought up umpires, referees, all,
yeah,
these things where people are saying like, no, this is this,
yeah,
way or whatever. Right. Authority. Mm-hmm. We bend against it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some benefits to the HOA.
Yeah, no, it's not all negative, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they do help you hold property values.
True.
They keep your neighborhood safer. You know, a lot of them have security, gates,
true,
perimeters, cameras,
yep,
things like that. You know, they keep your common areas mowed.
True.
Playgrounds.
Pools.
Because without them, who goes and mows the sidewalk that's not your property?
Exactly.
And
it's so, nobody. It's
and who's going to be the guy to say like, hey dude, you can't park your fifth wheel camper out,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes up the entire road and,
yeah,
my kids can't ride their bikes,
yeah,
or whatever. So it's, I see the benefit of them,
yeah,
more so than I do without them. Do I like them either? No.
Yeah.
But then you're relying on everybody in the neighborhood to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we also are Americans.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if we're not always going to do the right thing.
I do not like anything that's on my property. I don't want anybody else telling me what to do with it. That's what gets me.
But like, even if it looks like crap?
I mean, yeah, like I guess I would, yeah, probably.
Because you don't care if your neighbor's house looks like crap? Like they got like dressers and couch, like a couch out in their driveway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, or maybe
dog kennel.
Maybe just like, yeah, I guess you have to draw the line somewhere. Because you're right, I wouldn't want that. But like, do I like didn't get annoyed when they say like, oh, there's too many weeds like in your driveway or something? Like,
sure.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's not the same. Like, that's the weeds in your driveway isn't the same as a dresser on your front yard. You know what I mean? Or like a freaking couch.
But who's going to stop people from growing pumpkins in their front yard?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Who would do that?
Who would? That'd be a crazy thing. It'd be insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so if I want to build in my backyard, like if I want to build something, I'm always like, oh, well, can I even do that? Because the HOA is going to,
yeah,
be like, oh, you can't build that because of whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's my freaking, I have a in my backyard. I can't like build a, a shed or build a something like that because HOA doesn't approve it. So
I think we're on the luckier side when it comes to HOAs. They're not as crazy.
Yeah.
There's things that I agree with, like parking crazy vehicles and things like that, like out to where it blocks or restricts areas and stuff.
For sure. If, on the street, I'm all about that because that is a public area.
Yeah.
Like if you're parking like big old vehicles in the street all the time, then I'm for that.
I don't really care like what somebody has in their driveway. Like if you have a boat, an RV, like I don't care. That's your driveway, man. It doesn't bother me. It's your property. Do whatever you want. So that part of it, I think is extreme. There's even HOAs that won't allow you to even park your boat in your garage. Like there's people that like hide their boat in their garage.
Why?
And they won't let, cause this is part of their covenant. See, that's where things can get extreme. And that's where like some of these, the power can get to some of these people's heads where I think that there is a safe, there's a safe space that it makes sense for HOAs to exist. Mm-hmm. Because can you imagine what our, let's say we don't have an HOA at all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think our neighborhood looks like right now?
I think our neighborhood would look pretty much the same.
You think so?
Yeah, our neighborhood.
Yeah.
There would be houses. There would be that one house who like somehow like can't afford this neighborhood, but doesn't care. You know what I mean? Like doesn't care at all about it.
Yeah.
But like most of our neighbors, I feel like, it'd be mostly the same. I think it'd be mostly the same in this neighborhood. Now you would have, for sure, you'd like be driving by, everything looks good, and then you see like one house is like, whoa, like they don't care at all.
That's
you
now,
know?
Right? There's a few that every once in a while you're like, whoa, but like, I mean, in somebody's grass isn't, I mean, there's a certain point, but then the city can step in too with like people's grass is out of control or whatever. But yeah, like I've gotten letters for, you don't have enough trees in your yard.
Yeah, the trees in your yard thing is, to me, is wild. I do not, that is completely an arbitrary, like aesthetic choice from the neighborhood. Like why, how does that do
it? Yeah. There's a certain number. You have to have like 12, ferns or whatever they classify.
Yeah. A certain amount of bushes, a certain amount of trees in your front yard. Yes.
Yeah.
Which to me, that actually is one of the worst ones to me. Cause like, there's no argument you can make. It's completely subjective an opinion that we want trees in this. Why do you want trees here? I don't want trees. I don't want to pick up after the trees. And I like it when it's open.
Yeah.
Right. Frankly, I'd much rather have it like an open space than a tree that I have to like deal with the leaves or it's going to fall and break it down, like fall on my house, which happens like my parents' neighborhood, my older neighbors, like my parents' neighborhood.
Yeah.
They had like a storm, trees, branches fell off and broke the fence and hit the gutters in the house. Like, I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
A tree's not that beneficial. Mm-hmm. The bonnet benefit tree is like, why do I have to have a tree? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to have bushes?
So that one day it can fall on my house, yours, or somebody's car.
Exactly. like if you want a tree, that's great. You know what I mean? That's fine. But like, to force me to have like eight bushes,
that's,
why?
That would go counterintuitive to insurance companies. I was going to say, is that like insurance company, like big, is there, who's behind that? Like, we need more trees so that we can profit off that.
Nobody profits.
I was going to say, State Farm doesn't want more trees falling on stuff. No. They want to keep collecting our cash and not have
to pay
back.
Exactly,
So never mind. That was a horrible take I was getting ready to say.
So,
I'm team, like, let's keep things picked up. Let's not get crazy and have couches in our front yards and like engines and stuff, like, you know, sitting around and like pit bulls chained up to trees and stuff in the front yard. But let's keep our areas that people don't own, the common areas.
100%.
Let's keep those mowed and maintained. Yes. If you have a pool, let's keep the pool nice.
Yes.
Let's keep those areas taken care of. Outside of that, I don't care.
No, I don't.
If you're my neighbor, do whatever you want. But, you know, it's your house
for sure. Like, don't have trash, garbage.
Yeah,
that's fine. But like, don't dictate the number of plants
I
need.
So I think there is a small threshold where they should.
Yeah,
exist.
No, I agree. I wouldn't.
But then I think that some of them go from here like all the way here where they tell you what color shingles you can have.
Sure.
And then they can put like liens and stuff against your house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
If you don't pay, you know, these fees and stuff. And that part is like, what?
It's also like they call their rules covenants or whatever. I'm like,
so that's actually, I forgot to say that.
Oh,
When they were first established, they weren't called HOAs. They were called covenants.
Oh.
Which sounds like so much more cool, dude.
It was so much more weight. You know, it's like, no, it's not just like some like, you know, middle-aged Karen.
Yeah.
Making rules like it's a covenant, like with God or something, you know.
Like, I feel like if I'm in a covenant, dude, I'm like standing out in a field somewhere wearing like a long robe, and we're doing chants
for
stuff.
Sure. You have a chain or like a rope, rope, and
cut your grass 2 inches, cut your grass 2 inches. Exactly. Trim the trees.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
That's funny.
But anyways, I just want to talk about that. Get your thoughts on that, where you're at. I don't hear a lot of people advocate like, yeah, they're awesome. They're the best thing
ever.
Nobody.
Yeah.
But I also don't think they should like not exist at all.
Yeah. Most people are like, they're annoying, but like, they're not all bad. That's what like most people's takes are, you know? Like,
So,
but yeah, HOAs are, it's wild to me. They put a lien on your house to me. That's so crazy. We both got sheds in our backyard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the color of the shed, you have to paint the shed the same color as your house. And you have the roof. It has to be, maybe it can't be like a tin or aluminum roof. It has to be like a shingled roof, like your house. Yeah. It's like, it's in the backyard. You know what I mean? Like nobody can even.
You can still see it.
I guess.
I have to look at your backyard.
Yeah.
I don't want to be looking at that busted shed, dude. This shed better be nice, dude. I don't want me drinking my coffee. I want to be like, ugh. Dave's ugly shed. Ruining my day.
The ugliest shed I've ever seen.
Yeah. Now I have to look over here.
Yeah.
So I can't see.
Well, because you had a hoop. You can't have a hoop, right? You can't have one of those portable hoops in your front yard.
No.
You can't leave it out.
I got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I just have to like take it and put it inside my garage and stuff.
It's like, but you have one in the ground like you have now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look better, but like that much better. I don't know. Not really.
Yeah.
No. Anyway,
so yeah,
that's a good one.
They're not going away. They're just getting more powerful. They're like unions, you know, like a modern day union.
Yeah, exactly. You can't kill them unless you hit the nape of their neck, which goes into our next topic. That's not true. Not my best segue. But we're going into the next segue, which is Attack on Titan. So we're gonna first of all, this might be a good clip, but also might get us in trouble. Anime, I do not like anime. I think anime, the style of anime is very bad. It is so off-putting to me. So my brother got me into watching Attack on Titan, which is fully...
I forgot who... I couldn't remember who got you into this.
And that's the only reason I watched it is because like I trust my brother's opinion on stuff like this.
An anime guy?
No, he's not. He's like me in this.
So what?
Like,
so where did he get...
Somebody convinced him to watch it.
I was going
to
say, you guys have similar tastes.
That's what I'm saying. So we have very, very similar tastes. We said it was good. I was like, if anybody else told me to watch it, I wouldn't have watched it.
Okay.
Right. So like, I watched it and like episode one, episode two, I was hooked. I watched the whole thing. But it's good despite the fact that it's anime, not because of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And again, it's not the characters and the plot, that's all fine, but the distinct anime style is such a hurdle for me to get over.
Mm-hmm.
It is the weird dialogue that goes on way too long. In some parts, it's like the thought processes that go through their brains, and like it's corny.
Yeah.
The classic anime, like, like every time somebody talks, every time somebody says anything to me, they'll like go.
Everything's like hyper.
Yeah, it's like so.
All the senses are hyper.
They don't. There's no like, at least in this one, it's very much a common thing where they don't show you, they tell you, right? Like instead of like looking at his hand and like me as the audience, I'm not an idiot. I know what he's like. I get what their point they're trying to make. It's like, oh, my hand, it just came back. Like, you know what I mean? They'll go through his thought process.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, guys, we could skip this. Good, skip all of this, you know.
Yeah. So where do you think that style, I guess, when did... I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z. I know it's not the first anime style ever, but that was Dragon Ball Z, you know, if you go down the list of like, you know, Mount Rushmore's of anime.
Sure.
I mean, that's got to be on the list.
Yeah.
But I was just curious, like, when did anime become a thing?
I don't know.
Obviously, it's like more, you know, Korean or...
It's Japanese.
Japanese-based.
Yep.
Of comic books and stuff like that, so it comes from there. But I just always wondered because, and maybe you know, maybe some you know, maybe if you're from Japan, you can look at like our early comic books,
sure,
yeah, cartoons, and be like, well, that's stupid. Like, why is everybody wearing underwear over their pants?
Yeah,
like what did they? Yeah. What was that about?
Yeah, it's not objectively bad. Yeah. It's just a turn off for me. Yeah. As a Western American in 2025,
yeah,
right. And I so my understanding of anime, I don't know all the origins of it, is that it comes from stuff called manga,
yeah,
which is Japanese comic books.
Yep.
And then the anime is they take the manga and they animate it, anime, right? Wow. So I think a lot of the quirks that I think are quirks are because they are like porting, they're like porting the manga comic book into the movie. So, or into the show. So, yeah. For example, the thought processes, right? Like that's an American media entertainment, like going through somebody's thoughts is very rare.
Yeah.
It's not common. Sometimes there's a narrator, but like having like saying something out loud and thinking and like narrating, like voice over their thoughts is not normal. But in a comic book, it's very normal, right? Because you have speech bubbles and you have thought bubbles. So they just like transfer that directly.
Yeah.
I also think that's why they tell you a lot of these things instead of showing you. Because in a comic book, if you just saw a hand, a steel picture of the hand, you wouldn't, that's not enough information. Whereas like in a show that's happening, a more of an animated show, you can get from the context of what he's thinking. Right.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of those quirks come from that transitioning it from the print to the animation.
Yeah. So this show, and I don't, you know, I'm a grown adult man.
Yeah.
And Dave comes to me and says, "Hey, you really need to watch this anime series."
Yeah.
You know, my first immediate thought was, dude, I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Man, I'm not going to watch this. And also, the first time you told me to watch it, I had to go to like some random app and like pay for a subscription and stuff. So I'm like, dude,
Crunchyroll.
I'm like, yeah, Crunchyroll. Yeah. I'm like, you're not going to sell me that. And then when it got on Hulu, then I started to feel guilty. You know what actually made me watch it was you called out, I think you might have done this on purpose, but you called out my friendship in comparison to Chase. At an event we were at.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Chase.
Yeah.
Our buddy Chase. You're like, yeah, Chase over here watched the whole series.
Yeah,
and then you guys are like buddying up. And I felt like calling in that moment where I'm like, oh, no, dude, I got like FOMO right
now. Yeah,
FOMO,
yeah.
I'm like, you know what, Dave? I'm going to go home and watch the whole damn series
tonight.
There
you go. Yeah. You know?
And then I watched it and I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This is actually really good.
For sure. So Attack on Titan doesn't need a lot of introduction, but if you don't know anything about it, it's one of the most popular animes in the last decade.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most popular ones of all time. The first episode is about all humanity is in these walls, right? There's all of humanity, there's three walls. There's an outer wall, wall Maria, and the secondary wall, wall Rose, and there's a third wall, wall Sina, and all of humanity lives within this wall. It's a big area. It's probably like the size of Texas, is what I've looked up. Like,
seriously?
Yeah, so it's a big area.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but imagine all of humanity, everybody who's left living, is inside of Texas, and the entire rest of the world, or the known world, is empty.
Still have America's team, so that works.
Yeah, exactly. You got the cowboy, you got the hat on. The reason for that is because outside these walls are these gigantic humanoid creatures called Titans. And they're giant. They're like, you know, they could be 10 meters or 15 meters or, you know, massive human. They look exactly like humans. Like, they look like Barbies. Like, they're naked, but they're like, you know, they're
dude,
no.
That part, I'm going to be honest, like, threw me off in the beginning.
Yes.
Where I'm like, okay, I've already told you, like, I love post-apocalyptic worlds.
Yep.
I love, you know, things have gone to ruin.
Yep.
The old world and the ways that we did things is completely gone. And now this is a completely new society built on, you know, damage and ruin and everything. Love it.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell me anything like that on any show. I'm like, I'm there, dude.
Yes.
I don't know why, but something in me. I'm like, this is awesome. So I was there for that. And then the first time I saw that, you see the first Titan.
So let me just real quick finish the thing. So they're in this world, right? And then 100 years, right, is what they say. 100 years ago is when the Titans first appeared, and they built these walls, and they've been in this cage for 100 years. But the Titans are big, 10 meters, 15 meters, but the walls they have are 50 meters, right?
I constantly have to go to my phone and convert meters.
Yeah, how big is that? Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
Is 10 a lot? I don't even know.
Yeah.
But 50 meters, right? So they can't do anything to these walls. They can't do anything to these walls. They're too big. But episode one, right? This Titan that is above the wall. So his head comes up above the wall. So it's at least 50 or 60 meters tall. And he kicks a hole in the, like, he like kicks it and like busts a hole through the wall. And then all the regular Titans start storming in.
Yeah.
And not only that, they don't just kill you. They're like mindless. They don't have like a, they don't like, you can't reason with them. They're like childlike almost. but they look like humans. Like their faces look almost exactly like humans.
They're weird.
And then, but they all they have one goal. All their only goal is to eat people.
Yeah.
Not kill them, which is I think is a very good, makes it scarier, right? It makes it way scarier and like cringy and like you know what I mean? Like get eaten by like a giant human is like really, I don't know, makes it scarier than just like killing. Like if they stomped on them, that'd be scary, but wouldn't be nearly as like menacing.
Or if they had like weapons or clubs or something, yeah, not swinging at them.
Not as scary. Yeah. But the fact that they're like crazy, like zombie-like kind of things and they just eat people, you're like terrified. Episode 1, break through the wall, and everyone is like, obviously all hell breaks loose. So that's the episode, that's the first episode, and that's like the premise of the whole show.
Yeah. You told me to watch 2 episodes, and you said if you hate it, you know, you can leave. I did hate the commercials on Hulu, but that's just because I'm cheap. And
that's Hulu.
I don't want to pay
the
extra. But so I watched the first 2. Actually, you know, the first one, I mean, you hit on all cylinders. I'm like, okay, Dave wasn't lying.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening here? What's going on?
Yes.
And then hit episode 2, and then I was in for the rest of the ride.
Yeah,
I was. It took me a minute to get around to because the Titans themselves were weird.
Oh yeah.
Like at first, I'm like, this is kind of dumb. Like these things are weird. Like I don't get it. Like is this part of that anime thing where it's like they're supposed to be? But then after a while, I'm like, oh, okay, like they're just mindless.
Yeah.
And I started to come around to them. So it took me a minute.
Yes.
And I actually looked up the creators of the show when they made these or whatever when they first talked about what they were going to be like they actually are depicted from like drunk people, so their mannerisms
the way they walk
and all that stuff is from drunk people.
Got it. Interesting.
Because and they wanted to do that because again it gives them more of that mindless like just clumsiness of like, you know, the brain dead people,
sure,
but they're, you know, monstrous. But because he didn't want to make them like monsters because that's like been done before.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
And
exactly.
So that's the other part that's like kind of interesting about agreed. These things. But I think what the show does really well, one, it's anime.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to move past that because the storyline is so good. The
100%.
Storyline, the characters, I think everybody's dying all the time. Like you have no idea from one moment to the next. It's like Saving Private Ryan, absolutely. Man. It's like, there's just people getting, you're like, oh, here's a new character. You're like, okay, I'm gonna get to know him. Dead.
Yes.
He's instantly stomped out. And you're like, what? And then,
what? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we should have said spoiler alert.
I mean, obviously.
Okay, are we covering ourselves here?
Yeah.
It's flash out across
spoiler.
The screen.
I mean, major, massive spoilers.
Yeah. Main character dies. Does he? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But yes.
Let's go through each episode. But yeah, what's your other thoughts? Like, I think you're exactly right. One thing that's good about anime is they're not afraid to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Whereas like in Western media, they're like, no, that's weird. Like nobody's going to buy that, right? So they're not afraid to push the envelope. And again, everyone always says that anime has great characters and great storylines. And this is case in point, right? So episode 1 and episode 2 is when the fall of Wall Maria, the outside wall, right, gets breached. Comes in. Main character is a child at this point. His name is Aaron.
He's always yelling. Dude.
He's angry.
He's always mad.
He's like everyone everyone in the city is very like they're just docile at this point. They're like caged animals. And he kind of brings it up. Like humanity is a cage, right?
He's basically saying like they're like the humans and Wall-E. Like they just like they just have a life.
Just like this they is don't, it. Yep.
They have no ambition to pursue anything else in life.
Yes, like the guards, there's 3 military units.
Oh, the guards are out there just hammering whiskeys, dude. It's like midday, dude. They're playing cards, hitting whiskey. Yeah. It's like, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, Aaron's like, you're not ready. You're not ready to protect anybody, right? And he was exactly right. So there's the 3 main characters that are kids. There's Aaron and Mikasa and Armin. They're all like 10, 11, right? In the first episode when this breaks through. They break through, the guards, and this is like, they haven't even seen Titans, most of them. Because they're not, you know, maybe over the walls, but they haven't seen them up close, never fought in one, most of these people.
Yeah.
And they were completely overwhelmed, right? Hundreds, if not thousands of people die in within that first episode.
Yeah.
They're coming in, they're eating people. And the thing that, the biggest event in episode 1 is that Aaron's mom, right? Aaron has a mom and his dad. His dad is off somewhere during this, when this happens.
Of course.
His mom gets eaten, right?
Right in front of him.
She's like trapped under a house. Their house is like broken down. She's trapped. And like he tries to save her, but he can't. And like one of the guards like picks him up and runs away. He's like, you can't save her. And then like this giant guard, titan, Hannes.
Yeah.
The guard is Hannes.
Yeah.
Was his name? Anyway, she gets eaten, and it's like it's like traumatic. That's the end of the first episode.
Yeah. So yeah, that like I said, you're just like, what the hell?
I can't turn it off now. I gotta see what that happens next. Yeah.
But it is one of those series that like you cannot stop because they do such a good job of feeding in some little nuggets here or there.
Yes.
And the whole time you're like, okay, well they're gonna tell us like what these Titans are, how long they've been around,
yeah,
like whatever. And it's just like, hey, here's a tidbit. It's like they're just giving you crumbs.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah
whole time. And then it's like the end of the episode, they're like, all right, here's a half piece of bread. And you're like, well, dude, I like that. And then it's like, well, I want more. Like, what are we doing here? And then it's just like crumbs. So they do a great job of stringing you along and keeping you engaged, yeah, I think.
Yeah. So then episode two, they fall back. So like there's like a little outcrop of a wall that gets broken. They fall back behind the other wall and they think they're safe. But then another Titan shows up. And these, yeah, the Titans are different, right? So like the big giant Titan acted differently. He wasn't acting all drunk, whatever. He acted like he had a plan,
yeah,
which is completely weird for Titan behavior, right? So then another Titan shows up. This one has like armor on it, right? Looks like a BA Titan.
The armored Titan.
Yeah, exactly. They call it the armored Titan.
Very cleverly yeah named.
And he shows up too. And again, he's not just like mindlessly eating people. He like shows up and then just sprints at the other wall.
Yeah.
And
they do have good form too.
He's running sprint nice. Yeah. And they have like cannons set up trying to kill him. And the cannons are like, don't do anything.
They do a great job too. And another thing from this is like their sound. Like
yes
the sound they have in this, like
yes
with, from their swords yes to like the, when the Titans are running, it's like boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom,
it's
boom,
very,
boom.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the sound cutting and sound yes editing, kudos to that guy.
For
gal
sure.
Good job.
So the armored Titan breaks down the secondary wall, right? So that now, because like Mall Maria has like these little outcroppings, right? Kind of like a little, like the wall's like this and like the city lives like this,
yeah,
right? And all the people live in that area. And they do that for a reason because like it draws all the Titans to that one spot because they're drawn to humans.
Yeah.
So they draw to that one spot so they can like other parts of the walls can be empty essentially.
Sure.
So they broke through the first level and they broke through the second level. So that now that first the hole now that wall is breached. So they have to fall back all the way back to the next wall, wall rose. So all the people who live in that outer wall, which is the biggest wall also, right? The biggest space, have to fall back to the next level.
Yeah.
So then that leads to like starvation and food and famine and things like that because there's so many people now in this small area.
Yeah.
So then Aaron grows up and like joins the military essentially, right? He's like, I'm going to join the military and go out and fight these Titans.
And he's screaming at everybody when he's talking about that.
Constantly yelling. He's screaming at everybody. Yeah. So anyway, they get older and they become cadets.
Yeah. So there's three branches.
Yes. There's three branches of the military.
To talk about.
Yeah. There's the garrison. Those are the ones that we were talking about before who were like shooting dice and like hitting whiskey in the beginning of the day who didn't want to take a big threat.
Yeah.
They're like, they guard the walls, right? And then there is the scouts.
Yeah.
The scouts are the ones that go out. They go out beyond all three walls to try to like retake territory and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And most people think that branch is like worthless. Like it's stupid. They're like, why are they going out there getting themselves killed? We can't beat the Titans.
Yeah.
And then the third is the military police. And they are in the innermost wall, Volsina, yeah, and they protect like the palace, the king in the palace, and like the rich people in that area. And that's kind of like the best job because it's like the cush job.
Yeah.
Like you don't do anything. There's no crime. You don't have to fight Titans. You just get to chill.
Yeah.
I
know, dude. The scouts get hated all, man.
Yes.
Like every time they come back and stuff, people are like, oh, this is where our tax dollars yeah are going to. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, brothers, they are going out there in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But maybe they just don't believe like what's out there or whatever. But they should because they go out with like 75 people and come back with like 7.
Well, no, they believe that's dangerous. They don't believe it's worth it. That's what okay they say. They're like, why are we doing this? Every yeah time they go out, half the people die.
Yeah.
And we don't take any.
Yeah, they're not bringing back like spices and,
yeah,
and merch.
They're not like they want to set up a camp or like set up like humanity's like outpost outside the wall. That's their goal. Take back lands that humanity once had.
Yeah.
But they can't do it. They keep getting the Titans are too strong. There's too many of them. They're too strong. Like so yeah, you find out later that these Titans can be killed. They can not normally. You can stab them, cut off their heads, cut off their arms, and they'll still come after you.
Yeah.
Right? and they'll grow back, like they'll heal.
I think that's one of the coolest parts about them is, yeah, when you cut them or whatever, like steam like comes out of them, because they run hot.
Yes.
I don't know. They gave a specific temperature that
they're really hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, and yeah, so every time they cut them or kill them or whatever, there's like a pile of steam coming out or whatever. Yes. Like that's, I thought that was a cool touch.
Yes.
To it.
For sure. And one way to kill them is at the nape of their neck on the Titan.
The nape.
You have to slice it deep enough. It's a really small area, and you have to hit it directly and really deep to kill them. If you do that, they'll fall to the ground and be dead, and they won't regenerate. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Which is makes it like you can't. Guns aren't useful. So they had developed this thing called ODM gear, omnidirectional mobility gear, and it's basically like Spider-Man. They're like all Spider-Man.
The creator,
right?
The creator developed his character from Spider-Man, and like grappling, hardware like from Batman, like other people that mountain climb and stuff like that.
So they have these hooks that shoot out of their gear that hook onto things, and they can recall the hooks and reshoot them out. And then you have these two like big blades that are kind of like, I don't know, those like blades you get from like the crafting store where you can like cut them, like break them off. Yeah, because they need to be super sharp at all times.
Yeah.
So if it gets dull, you like break it off and get a new one. Yeah. Right. So like that's how they are able to get high enough to slice the nape and kill. But it's obviously very dangerous because if they grab you, like the Titans aren't just like going with their mouths. They like they'll grab you.
Yeah.
Like they'll just like they'll jump and grab you or something.
I was gonna say of the series, the storyline, everything else I talked about, the other part that makes this is sick is the ODM gear and the way that they utilize it and the way they take them down. Like, because it's like you think about it, you're like, that might be actually kind of possible to do that. So it's not far fetched enough. To where you're like, I mean, the way that they show it, it's like, all right, it's like crazy.
Yeah,
it is funny. The other parts where I find the humorous parts in the series because it's this over the top anime. Mm-hmm. It's also like entertaining to laugh at because me and you joke around about it where it's like they are shooting these hooks and propelling themselves with gas at high rates of speed.
Yeah.
High distances off the ground, like crazy stuff that you'd be like, oh my goodness, like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and as they're doing it, you know, they're talking to their comrades and being like, you're a great leader. I want to say that I've never been around anybody who's don't ever doubt yourself, you know? And it's just like this dude's having his one-on-one discussion. Like
right now, you see that thing's going to eat me. Let's fly around and like, let's focus.
Yeah, let's talk about this later, man. Like lock it in, man. Like, what are we doing here? But yeah, the discussions in the discussions during action, which that is a staple of anime.
Yes, it is.
It cracks me up, and they're so long too. Because it's like, how far is this guy flying, man? Yeah,
even the thoughts, like you know what I mean. Like you can't thinking takes time. Also, you can't just think for infinite amount of time. You know.
Yeah, I also love too, like how it is a lot like Spider-Man, where it's like you ever like see Spider-Man, he just goes like, whoosh, and he goes off, and you're like, what did he just attach to? You know, it's like so many times in that, it's like flying around and stuff. Yeah. And then you're looking around, it's like, there was like one barn and that was it around here. Yeah. Like, what were they flying off?
They do say that when they go in the open fields, like we're screwed out here.
Yeah,
like,
they're done,
like,
man.
There have to be horses, like we're now in open ground. So yeah, the next, so like something about the characters. Aaron is the main character, right? He's like full of passion. He's like wants to kill Titans because he's so upset, angry at the Titans about his life. Mikasa, who is his friend, is like just like pretty much loves Aaron and wants to protect Aaron pretty much at all costs, and she is like straight BA
dude.
She cannot be stopped. She's an army by herself. She is amazing.
Do you think she's like, what are your rankings on the most the best scout swordsman, whatever you want to call him?
In Captain Levi, number one.
Captain Levi's one.
He isn't into the story yet, but Captain Levi is number one.
Ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And then Mikasa. And then
Mikasa, did she comes in and just takes out like four or five times?
Yeah. She's like, I got it. No problem. Yeah. Just flying around. A natural. Sure.
I love Captain Levi, dude. He's like always like,
yeah, like he's like exasperated, like tired. Yeah.
He's just like, yeah. He's Armin, come over here. Ready to go down over there.
Yeah. And the third one is Armin. Yes. And that's the blonde one. He's like the geek, like really smart kind of guy.
Armin kind of annoys me, if I'm honest. And it took a long time because this whole time they're like, Armin's a genius.
Yeah.
You know, he's a tactician. He's this and that. And I'm like, it was like probably six episodes until you figure out like, okay, Armin is smart.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
But yeah. And it's like, when are we going to find out Armin's smart? Because up until this point, like, he's like weak and cowardly and like always like doubting himself and like he's just like not strong and he's getting beat up by everybody and stuff. And I'm like, all right, Armin, like we got to pull some weight here, brother. Yeah. Like if you're this smart, dude, let's start running some.
Yeah. I didn't see, running some, I didn't scenarios see some of his intelligence,
but then he does pull it out later on.
Yes.
But some of the
yes.
stuff he does, I'm like, all right, that wasn't like brilliant. It was just like, you're the only one thinking here. Everybody else is just like,
you know, oh, the wall's coming down. We got to do something. Aaron. Yeah. That was good.
Thanks.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So the next big section is like, so they're cadets. They're about to graduate. And they're on the wall, on wall rows, like cleaning cannons. Like they're cleaning them off and it was like routine. And then the colossal titan, the massive, huge one that stepped over the wall, or the biggest one that's like over the top of the wall, just appears. He's like a bolt of lightning happens and he appears looking dead at the scout, the cadets right in their eyes. And they're like, what?
That part's wild.
It is. It is. Like, you're like, is he a dream? Like, is he like a, you know what I mean? Is he flashing back or something?
Oh, the flashback for sure, man.
But no, it's not. He appears. Aaron's like, here he is. Like, so Aaron. Dude,
and my boy Aaron just jumped into action.
Jumps in it.
Man.
He does not ever hesitate.
He was about that smoke.
And he goes after the guy. And he, so Klaus Titans the same thing he did last time. He grabs the wall and he kicks it. And he just breaks another hole in the wall. Titans start flooding into this next wall, right? The first outer wall has been broken. Now the second wall. Again, this is episode 5. This show like starts and hits you with it. You don't have to like wait, right?
Yeah.
So now these cadets, newly trained, are like in an actual fight, right? And they're fighting. People are dying. Again, like you said, they do a great job. I think they do a better job of like, because in war movies, like you said, like Saving Private Ryan or like Black Hawk Down and these other movies, like soldiers die. But you don't really get attached to them as much because each one is like just a nondescript soldier.
Yeah.
Right? In this, they do a great job of like making the characters feel like main enough character that you're like legitimately surprised when they die.
Yeah.
Right? Because like the one character, Thomas, right? They gave him a name. It's Thomas. He looks different. He talks about himself and like one of their friends, he's like eaten immediately. When this battle kicks off.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no one is safe. Like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I think they do a really good job, too, like putting you inside their head of, like, the constant fear that they're under.
Terrified.
Too, right?
Like, everybody's,
there's not, other than, like, Captain Levi.
Yeah.
Everybody else is, like, always, like, constantly thinking about death. Like, death is on their minds at all times.
Yes.
And sometimes you're like, dude, these guys need a buckle. But they do a good job of, like, putting you in that state of fear too, where you're like,
oh my goodness,
because like there's some times when they're just like hanging out, like you said, with the colossal titan,
yeah,
or it's the other titans, where like you'll just see like a face like reach around a
building. it is
what,
it is scary. It's the human face. It's not like, you know what I mean, like, oh my gosh, they do a great job of it. And again, these are all cadets. These are green, unseasoned people, and they're like putting in the thick of it right off the bat. So anyway, they're fighting and they're going around. Well, Armin gets like grabbed by one of them, right? And Armin gets like, and he's about to eat him. He throws Armin in his mouth and he's about to swallow him. And right before he gets swallowed, like Aaron like jumps in there and like holds the teeth open and like pulls out Armin, throws him out. But then Aaron gets eaten. Yeah. Aaron, the main character, is eaten by...
So let me throw this out here too, because I was talking to my boy at work, Michael.
Oh yeah, that's right.
About this series, and he said one of his hangups. He said he liked it. It's one of the all time greats of the animes. He said one of his hangups and the flaw in how they did some of this was like everybody else is like when they're eaten, it's like they're just like swallowed whole or they're like bitten in half or something like that. They said like one of his hangups was like it was like super convenient how Aaron got eaten or whatever. I didn't get hung up on it, but that was his. I don't know.
You're right, but that's plot armor for every main character that's ever existed.
I thought they did a great. I mean, he got his arm bitten off. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like.
Well, I think maybe you can make it because, like, freaking Armin was in his mouth. So Aaron jumped into his mouth to save him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't like he got, like, grabbed and chewed. Aaron, like, jumped in there to pull him out.
You got him, like, a piece of shrimp, dude.
He was, like, already in his mouth at the time. So, like, he just chops and his arm gets, like, falls off and like lands right in front of Armin or whatever, and he gets swallowed.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, oh, what? Like Aaron's dead? Like that's crazy. But then the first like major twist is that like the next episode, there's this Titan running around that's like
different.
Looks different than the rest of the Titans.
Yeah.
And he's like killing Titans.
Yeah, he looks like he's into alternative rock.
Yeah, he's like ripped, look at like MMA fighter.
He's like 19. Yeah, he's like he's like P90X ripped.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which I looked and the guy actually modeled him after MMA fighter.
An MMA fighter?
Yeah, and he modeled the Armor Titan after Brock Lesnar, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the other Titan that we're talking about now was after another MMA fighter.
Yeah. Dude, somewhere Dwayne The Rock Johnson's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, where's my love at?
Yeah, for sure. So like Mikasa almost gets killed, but this Titan comes out of nowhere and like saves her. And this Titan's like killing other Titans. And anyway, this Titan essentially
helps. Just screaming the whole time.
Just yelling. Yeah. And he's like, just like beating the crap out of people and like eating them and like going for the nape. Cause he like, so this another smart. Like
chewing it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Another smart Titan. Cause he knows how to kill them.
Yeah.
Right. He's like, what's going on? Well, after this all kind of goes off, Eren like comes out of this Titan. Like he's like, comes out and you're like, wait, what? Like that was Eren? And then the next episode it shows you that he's like in the stomach of this like, of the Titan that ate him.
Yeah.
And he like transforms essentially. Like, a lightning strikes, just like the other one. Lightning strikes, and you know, like his fist like busts out through the mouth of that Titan and like rips it open. So that's a craziest twist. It's like, yeah, you know,
I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, surely Eren can't be dead here, but I'm like, well, maybe he is. And then I was thinking when I saw that weird Titan, I'm like, well, maybe like he embodied it, or he ate him, but it like he took over his soul, like something weird like that. Yeah. I was like, I'm not gonna see Eren again. There's no way. Like I'm thinking the whole time, like he's just gonna be in this Titan form, and they're gonna like he's gonna be like a T-Rex they have to train or something. You know?
Oh yeah,
like,
okay, that makes
that's
sense.
That's what I thought the whole time. I'm like, okay, this has something to do with Eren.
Yeah,
maybe like his spirit embodied him or something. Yeah. But now it's just like they're going to have this like crazy, you know, dumbed down version of Eren that's a crazy Titan that they can unleash when they need him to.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I can see that. But then when he came out of the body of it, that's when I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So the next episode, like, obviously everyone's freaking out. Everyone's freaked out. Like, are you a human or are you a Titan?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That episode actually is one of my least favorite episodes.
Really?
Because they're like in that smoke, you know?
Forever.
For like 20, like the whole episode, they're thinking and talking and thinking and talking and thinking and talking. And I'm like, okay, guys.
Yeah. And meanwhile, like that commander, whoever he is, that guy's on edge, man.
Yeah. He
like
was.
He, like I was ready to shoot at anything.
Yes,
like
if
a baby went across the screen, like he was ready to smoke that baby. Like he did not give any F's whatsoever.
Which I don't blame him.
No, like, I don't blame him either. But it's like that guy can't stay at that level for 20 minutes while he's like while they're down there talking.
Yeah. Yeah, they're able to like devise this plan for like 10 minutes in the smoke talking
and then
about
like
options.
Not doing what they wanted to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Did you think that the people's fear was justified, or do you think that they jumped to it? Because I guess there's a lot to process, right? And they do a good job of putting the fear in people of like, what? This dude's a Titan. Was he a traitor? Who is he with?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, so nobody's going to be like, wait a minute, he like killed other Titans. Is it we can use him as like a weapon?
Yeah.
Or like nobody was like, hey, let's not jump to conclusions here.
So all the people, I think like in the episode, all the people saw it do it. But then he said stuff because he was like kind of out of it. He's like, I'll kill them all. And I'm like, you know, all that stuff like that, like popped out of his like trance or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think most of them were like, maybe he's good, but the leader guy for sure. But they showed him earlier. Remember, they showed him as a coward earlier. In this series, he like left and he was like, I got to go back and protect this or whatever. So he was already, they showed him as being a coward and like very on edge. He was the one that was like, we'll do it. I'll shoot or whatever the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's definitely interesting. So, the next big point really is that they decide to keep Eren on their side, use him, you know, use his powers or whatever. He's trying to like figure out how it works. They find out that like when he gets hurt, like he's hurt himself first, and then he can like make it turn into a Titan, so like it'll bite his hand, or something like that. But him and like all of his friends essentially join the scouts. They join the scouts and they go out into beyond the wall, try to like reclaim Walmaria essentially, or like at least get some information.
Walmaria.
And while they're out there, another Titan shows up. Right, you've seen the whole season, right?
Yes.
Okay, so. The Titan shows up, and that's the female Titan. right? Lady Titan. It's just like a giant Titan, right? That is obviously female.
Was it when she first like comes up, like aren't some of the dudes like making comments about her too? They're like, oh, it's not a bad looking Titan right there.
I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure that happened, dude. And I was like, oh, there's dudes being dudes. Yeah. Man. Like,
but yeah, but anyway, this Titan's obviously different, right? Like,
yeah.
Like not mindless, has a plan. Like
has the best hair of any of the Titans.
Great
her
hair
was on point.
Great
man.
Hair.
Yeah.
Not
a hair out of line
for
dude.
Sure.
Like,
and like
brushed it or something
like,
with a tree.
She's like super fast and like comes up on people
yeah.
and like gets Armin like in her hand and like looks at Armin and like leaves him and goes.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, maybe is this Armin's mom?
Yeah.
Or
like,
sister
what is this?
Or
yeah. Yeah. And like. Anyway, she's on a mission and she can't be stopped. Like they try to kill her, you know, because the scouts are like the best. They
yeah.
actually fight Titans, and she like blocks. She blocks her nape.
Yeah, she's covering.
She's covering it because she's obviously intelligent. She's like punching and kicking. She like grabs somebody by their
dude
ODM gear, like spinning him,
flung him. Man.
Yeah,
that dude went 3 miles.
Yes. So she's just causing havoc, trying to find something, and they determine that they're trying to find. She's trying to like get to Eren. That's what mm-hmm. she's trying to find. And then, you know, Captain. This is where Captain Levi's in this one, right? And him and they're on those horses through that giant forest.
Yeah.
And that's another one. They have this like long. He gives this like really epic speech.
Uh huh.
10 minutes while they're riding for their lives.
And Captain Levi is the only one in this entire series that doesn't raise his voice. Maybe Mika's son.
Yeah.
Maybe
sometimes though she gets upset when Eren
Captain
gets.
Captain Levi, dude, he's staying even kill.
Like you gotta make decisions for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Eren's not supposed to transform.
Yes,
that he's on
right.
orders that he's not supposed to transform, and
yeah.
they're supposed to get him through. Like basically, they're transporting him as like a package.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
on a mission to get somewhere. And yeah, he's thinking about it because he's seeing people die right and left.
Yeah.
Right. So he's having to make a tough decision on like, do I transform to try to save my mm-hmm. comrades here or let people die? Yeah. Yeah. Captain Levi's like he's not talking loud at all.
No.
You know, they're on horses running through a forest.
Yes.
There's a Titan. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom. They're slamming people
yes.
side to side. Yeah. Captain Levi's like, I can't tell you what to do here. I can't justify the means to the ends, but if you're going to do it, you better go all the way.
Yeah.
In. Yeah. Just sure. like, who is he talking? Like, he can hear that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part was hilarious.
That is funny. Yeah. So, so then he doesn't transform. He doesn't at first.
Yeah.
Right. And then Levi's like elite squad. They called the Levi squad. Like he's like elite people
yeah.
with him. The female Titan kills all of them.
Wrecks quick.
Them. Like they're the best that humanity has to offer as far as, you know, ODM gear users. She kills all of them. She steps on one, she smashes the other one.
Yeah,
like she just kills them all quickly. And Eren's like, oh my god, like I should have transformed. And then he does transform,
mm-hmm.
right? And then him and the Eren and the female Titan are like squaring up and like fighting in
pretty
the woods.
Sick fight scene.
Yeah, it's a cool fight scene.
Yeah.
And they draw the female Titan in and they trap her. They have like all these like giant like
that part was cool. I didn't expect
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And
I didn't
it
either.
Was cool the way that they set up their forces where
yeah.
like nobody knew no one squadron knew the
where
plan.
Eren was sure
they didn't know where he was
oh
at.
The plan at all yeah you're right
yeah yeah and being in the forest and like the way that it was great like,
yeah
it was a great plan
so they
I didn't
up,
see that coming at all
yeah so they end up trapping the female Titan
with like 10,000
like ropes
with
and
ropes
yeah,
on them.
Yeah and they're about to like she like. She like blocks herself again, right? And they're talking to her like, we're gonna carve you up. We're gonna like, you know,
yeah,
experiment on you. And then she like screams, and you're like, what? And all these pure Titans are like, come, like are drawn to her and like eat her. Essentially, they eat her.
That part was wild. I'm like, okay, they're gonna come save her or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they're just like going to town, dude. Like it's a pig roast at a barbecue.
For sure. So she was like, something's like. I'd rather be eaten than them take me in, right? So,
yeah.
And that's if I remember correctly, that's all that happens, right? They don't
Well, no. During that, they figure out that she is a human.
Yeah.
Because they're like, wait a minute. Like, they start seeing another person with the ODM gear, like flying around.
That's right.
Yeah. So they figure out that she, and that's why that she doesn't want her identity exposed because they figured out at this point, okay, this is a human.
Yeah. Cause they see Aaron's like, oh, this is obviously possible.
Yeah.
Right. These giant titans that are more intelligent, we see that Aaron can actually can do it. So yeah. So they deduce that like, oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. That's right.
And then she gets out. And then she's in the ODM gear flying around.
Yes.
And then she transforms
again.
Back.
Yes.
And then she kicks Aaron's ass.
Yeah,
bro.
She does.
Like she goes, yeah. She
does. She gives that roundhouse kick and like cuts his head off.
The roundhouse.
Yeah.
Saws his head off.
And she grabs him.
Yeah.
She takes Aaron, like the actual like human Aaron, and like runs off.
Yeah. Puts him in her mouth, I believe. I think because so she can run.
Right. That sounds right. That sounds right. Yeah.
So I'm like, this dude's in another Titan's mouth.
Yeah.
Like, good lord.
This dude lives here.
Yeah, man. That's gotta smell really bad too.
But Mikasa and Levi track her down.
Yeah.
And again, like Levi is like those two characters are just as far as ODM, there's regular humans. They're not. They don't have anything.
They're Jordan Pippen, man.
Dude,
Jordan Pippen out there doing work.
They hunt her down and they get Aaron back.
They're slicing and dicing.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
They're like that dude at the end of the buffet line that's like slicing the prime rib. It's like, how would you like your cut here?
Dude, they're slicing everyone, destroying everyone.
Yeah, they cut her like her Achilles where she can't like move and stuff.
Yes, and I don't remember how they defeat her.
There where she can't like move. Yeah. They cut her arms in like certain areas so she can't do anything.
That's right.
And then they extract Aaron from the mouth, which dude, how scary would that be? Yeah. Right? That'd be like me trying to get something out of a shark's mouth.
100%.
Like, I ain't sticking my hand.
Yeah. There. That's right. And it finally ends up being that they figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And it's we haven't talked about all the characters because there's so many characters, but it's one of the other cadets that was in the cadet corps with them.
When they announce it, you're like, "Oh, that makes 100% sense." Because
it
looks like her.
Yeah,
she's like weird and like standoffish.
Yeah, but like, not much of it flashes back, and she's like, when she's fighting Aaron, she has the same fighting style as the human does. When like, and they flash back to when she was in like the cadet corps training, and they were fighting, and she has the same fighting style, the roundhouse kick, all that kind of stuff was like stuff that she did. And the character's name was Annie.
Yeah. I thought they did an awesome climactic scene for the finale.
Yes.
They're bringing Aaron back. We lost all these cadets. They're bringing him back. He's going to face like charges or whatever. And because, you know, the mission failed.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, they're going to do this to him again. Like, what's up with these people, man? Can't they just like help a brother out? Like, he's trying to do his best here.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And then, it's really just a whole setup to trap Annie.
Trap Annie. Yes.
Yeah. They did a bad job at that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I mean, come on. They had her surrounded.
Yeah.
I guess she's a Titan. She can heal. They had guns pointed at her.
Yes.
In her human form. They're like, hey, you know, instead we could just like shoot her like 1,000 times right now. And then we can get her in a weak state. She may not die or whatever, but she's in her weakest form.
Uh-huh.
Instead, we're just going to dogpile her. Because that will work.
That was a terrible decision.
Yeah, that, I'm like, and she just immediately explodes and like 150 of these people just go flying off. Yeah, I'm like, guys.
They're burned to a crisp.
That was a horrible choice. Granted, they're trying to get her in the tunnel.
They were. They're trying to get to the tunnel so it minimized like damage and casualties and stuff.
Yeah, but also, that part cracked me up because I'm like, hey, guys, we got 1,000 rifles pointed at her. Let's not use those and let's go run and dogpile her right now.
Yeah,
it's like, what?
Yeah. So then Aaron, like when she explodes, like stuff collapses. Aaron like gets trapped under some stuff. But then he comes to, transforms, and then it's another battle between him and Annie.
Yeah, and he's getting his butt whooped again.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm like, Aaron, my guy, let's go.
So they're scrapping, they're going, and and anyway, it's this whole thing, but they're in Wall Sina now. This is like the interior wall.
Yeah, shout out to my sister-in-law Sina.
There you go. But it's like these people like do not have anything to do with the Titans. Like, they're so far away from the walls.
Yeah, they probably don't even believe they're real.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's like a church that like worships the walls.
That was my favorite part. I laughed out loud when that happened, dude.
Yeah, they're like, the wall, they're like in this like church essentially.
The wall
like,
will protect
us. The wall will protect us. And right when they say, like, Annie or Aaron smashes into this church, like,
everybody dies.
All of them.
That was hilarious, man. I hope they were going for humor on that.
Dude, it might have been.
I laughed so hard.
I can't remember exactly how Aaron wins, but he ends up winning.
Yeah.
He ends up beating Annie, and she gets her out of the Titan, but then she crystallizes.
Turns,
like, she like encases herself in this like hardened shell.
Yeah.
Where her human form is in this hardened shell, so they can't, she's like in a coma kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then, and the other, so that's the end of the first season. They kind of like subdue the female Titan. And then in the battle, she's trying to like climb out. She's like trying to climb out of this wall, like escape. And so doing, they like break parts of the wall out, and they look on top of the wall, and they see like a face in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so like there's like a titan, like a huge titan, like a colossal sized titan,
yeah,
in the wall. And that was like, what? Like, why is there a titan in the wall? Right. Yeah. So that was like, that was a weird, that first season kind of ends like that.
They do great, man. They do great, yeah, with the storyline and for keeping sure you coming back. Yeah, that was, it was a great season. They ended it well. I was going to say, I didn't know until talking to Michael at work that, from season one, the next season two, there's four seasons.
Yeah.
Season two didn't come out for 7 years.
Yeah.
So 7 years, because you watched it and you're like, oh, like I'm binge watching it or whatever, not knowing. Because he's like, yeah, dude, imagine you watched the first season and you're like, wow, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wait 7 years to watch the next season. I would forget everything about it at that point.
For sure.
So
that's basically season one. Some other characters that are important are like, so basically when they're in cadets, they become friends with some people. So like Mikasa, Armin, Jean is one of the characters they become friends with. He's like the jock. He's like really good. And like him and Aaron kind of like get into it a few times. They square off and like, but then they become friends. And then like Reiner.
He's the one who wants to be a military police, right?
Yes. They want to be in the military police because they just want to like the easy life essentially.
Sure.
But yeah, so like Reiner and Bertholdt are like friends. Those two guys are friends. They become part of the group. Connie, Sasha, who's a girl who wants to eat everything. She wants to eat like all the time.
Potato.
Yeah. She's like a potato girl. Yeah.
The creator put that in from an actual story that, from one of his friends that actually happened to. Yeah. It was a girl that ate potatoes and he thought it was funny. So they added it.
Okay.
To the storyline. Yeah. Random fact.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then Krista, who's like the really innocent, like blonde.
Yes.
And then Emir, who's like the more butchy, tall like one. Those are like the main. They're all cadets. Like they're all around the same age. Like that's like the main group.
Who's the chick that like wants to study the Titans all?
Oh,
the time?
Yeah, that's Hanji. Yeah,
that
weird. I'm not sure if Hanji's in one or two.
I don't think she comes until two.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember if she's in episode one or episode two or season two.
She might be towards the end, but yeah, she like wants to study the Titans and like learn more about them. She's a weirdo.
Yeah, she's weird.
She's a weirdo.
Zoe. Her first name is Zoe. Zoe Hanji.
There you go.
And then the captain or like the leader of the scouts is Captain Irvin.
Yeah.
Irvin.
I like that dude, man.
Yeah, he's blonde. He's like super like intense.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the actual like the leader, the bald guy.
Oh, that's the leader of the garrison. Remember, there's three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like, that's, I don't remember his name.
I like that guy, man. Yeah, he's like always funny. Drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
doing
like a flask around.
Yeah, and he says like weird stuff. Like, he's like, I don't think he'd be eaten by a titan would be so bad, especially if it was a sexy lady one. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Like, that's a weird kink.
Yeah,
my guy.
Yeah, so he's a garrison commander, higher up in the garrison.
Okay.
Irvin is the scouts equivalent of like the leader of the scouts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Commander Irvin.
Do they have like a president? Or did we ever meet like the actual like
A king? They don't. Yeah. I don't think you meet the king in season one. There is a king. They mention it and they mention the palace and there's like nobles and things like that. Like
merchants. We saw some of those. Yeah, the leader of the garrison was at one.
Yes,
and then like.
He was at the house of like a noble.
Everything hit the fan and he like left and dude's like, hey, are you going to be here to attack me? And he's like, no,
I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it does a good job though. Like there's heroes and there's cowards and there's everything in between. Right.
There's fear. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's everything in between.
I would love to see, I don't know if they could ever do it, but if they could make this into like a movie,
like a live action.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
I don't know.
They would definitely have to change. I think the Titans.
Yeah.
To more scarier, beings.
Yeah,
and
I just
like the weird Barbie doll things.
Yeah, that they are. Yeah, because they don't know how they. That's another thing they talk about. They don't know how they reproduce. Like, there's no genitalia or anything like that. So, like,
do they ever mention that?
They do.
Okay,
they tell you. They tell you how new Titans are made.
And they don't eat anything but humans, right?
Correct. And you find out they don't even swallow humans. They don't even like digest them. Remember, they vomit
like
them
cat,
up.
They're like cat hair.
They vomit them up like a freaking hairball.
That part when they said that, I'm like, that's a waste.
Yeah.
They didn't even need, they don't need to eat them, but they eat
them.
They
do it anyway. That's the, that, and they say
they're
that.
Like bulimic for humans.
100%. They say that when they're like flashing back, they're going through their training. They're like, they don't need, they don't eat humans for sustenance. And he says, he like pauses and says, let that sink in. They are not eating humans because they need them to survive. They're eating them for the kill. For the kill only.
Yeah.
Right.
This is instinctual to do it, but
yeah. So
you also like how are all of them not look like Aaron then with that like 7% body fat?
Like lean and mean? Yeah, exactly.
How are some of them fat? Like what are they doing? They're just walking around the whole time without any calories.
Yeah. Like
They should be ripped, my guy.
So that's the
Yeah, I'd never thought as a 36-year-old man I'd be watching anime, and neither did my wife.
Yeah.
She did a couple of times she's coming out of the bathroom, and I'm in there watching anime, and she's giving me the side eye.
Yeah, she's like, I've never been more attractive to you in my life.
Exactly. Yeah. She's like,
That's
so
funny.
Handsome. And
so, anyway, that's season one. Again, we obviously left out tons of stuff. Try to hit on the big plot points, but it's a good movie. It's a good show. If you don't like anime, like me, this show won't change your opinion of anime because it is like fully anime, but it's the best one. It's great. And it's a great like intro into the genre.
Yeah.
So
nice.
All right. But, what'd you got? You got something else. You're going to do a game,
right?
We're
going to test your skills here. I got a list and I'm going to throw at you, just fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
Style.
Okay.
Here, and we're going to call this fact or crap. So I'm going to give you a fact or crap, and you have to tell me
which one it is. Sure, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, hit it.
Are you ready? Did you ever hit me the barrage of these?
I'm ready.
Okay. Bananas grow on trees. Is that fact or crap?
Fact.
That is crap.
What?
They grow on large plants that are technically herbs.
Okay. Okay, I see how this is going to go.
A shrimp's heart is in its head.
Fact.
True. Okay. It is a fact.
Dude, this is random. I don't know.
Goldfish have a 3-second memory.
I've heard that's true.
That is crap.
Okay.
They can remember up to months at
a
time.
Okay. That's a myth.
There you go.
Got it.
Great Wall of China is visible from space.
True. Fact.
That is crap.
Fact. What?
That is crap. That's not true.
Really?
I've heard that outside of here.
What? I'm searching that.
Hope. Yeah, we don't have time for that, dude.
Okay,
it's crap.
Okay.
You've got to believe
crap,
me and ChatGPT, okay?
Got it, it's crap.
Yeah, we got you. There are more stars in the universe than grains of sand on Earth.
Fact.
That is a fact.
Yes, okay.
All right. Octopus have 3 hearts.
Fact.
True, that is
a
fact.
Yes,
yes. Napoleon was extremely short.
Okay, so compared to what? So like at the time, no, I think he was not. At the time, he was not extremely short at the time.
Good job. You got that right.
I
it
knew
was
that
crap.
One.
He was average height for his time.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
That gets past you, man. That
I knew
was a
that
good
one.
One. Say, sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. Is that fact or crap?
Fact.
That is a fact.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy though?
That is I wonder.
You're like, wait a minute.
Why?
Everything they do is slow, dude. Even holding their breath.
Okay. Yeah.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.
Invented the light bulb?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say crap.
That is crap.
I think he got credit for it, but like Tesla had some things to it and other people.
That is crap. He improved it, but didn't invent it.
Okay.
He actually didn't. I don't think he invented much. He just improved it.
Like he stole a lot of things. I've heard that about him.
Yeah. I don't think he was a good guy either.
I've heard that also. Yeah.
Some more things about it.
Yeah.
He's kind of like... some of these guys who like started like it's kind of like a Zuckerberg or something, right? Like he had a good idea and started it, but didn't really like.
Yeah, but I mean,
maybe it's unfair to Zuckerberg.
No, Zuck had a big part of Facebook. What I'm saying, like Edison, though, like I don't know, you gotta give him some credit. Like sometimes it's not who did it first; it's who did it best.
Who had the vision for it?
Yeah, and the vision, the marketing, and all that stuff. Like,
well, it's like the movie Founder about McDonald's and Roy Kruk.
Yeah,
right. Like he didn't invent McDonald's.
Sure.
He just saw it and had the vision to see what others didn't see in
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So So yeah, we'll give Thomas Edison a pass until we look up later on that he did a lot of other bad things.
Yeah.
Lightning never strikes the same place twice.
I mean, I say crap.
That is crap. It can strike repeatedly in the same place.
Sure, yeah. Why wouldn't it be able to?
This isn't on here, but it is true that men are 2 or 3 times more likely to get struck by lightning than women.
That makes...
If you look at all like lightning victims ever, and since we've like taken history of it, it's like 3 to 1.
That checks out. That checks out.
Maybe because they're taller or something?
No, I think they're dumber. Or like, as when it comes to when it comes to stuff like this, like, dude, we're gonna check out this lightning kind of thing.
Or like, hey, let's go inside, and they're like, no, why would we want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. That's good theory.
like guys, like not like intelligence too, but like making bad decisions, 100%. Like men are way worse at that.
Hey, take it easy on us, okay?
Hey, gotta be the truth, man.
We do okay. Scotland's national animal is the unicorn.
True.
That is the fact.
I knew that one.
That is
a
fact.
I knew that one.
That's awesome, man.
Some trivia.
Did you know Florida is trying to change their national bird to the flamingo?
The state bird?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I said national. Yeah, state bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like currently some dumb bird that nobody knows about. Kind of like, I don't know, whatever we have, like the monarch or something.
Meadowlark?
The meadowlark.
The meadowlark is the state Kansas.
Yeah.
The Kansas bird.
Yeah, big whoop, dude.
Do you know the Kansas other stuff? The flower?
The sunflower.
Okay, you better know that
Everybody knows that one.
You gotta know that one.
Yeah.
How about our song? Do you know the song?
Something from the Wizard of Oz or
no.
something?
Home on the Range.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Home on Range.
Is that song canceled yet? There's nothing in there that's...
The deer and the antelope. No, I think you're good. Okay. At least the first verse. There's multiple verses.
They would have canceled it by now if there was stuff in there. So I think we're good. Yeah. I do know the state motto. That's I think I said it wrong the other day, and you corrected me. Ad astra per astra.
I think it's ad aspa per aspa.
Ad aspa per aspa.
Yep. To the stars, to difficulties.
Yeah. I like the translation because I've also seen it as to the stars and beyond.
Yeah.
It's like, it's taken from, what is that, Latin?
I think it's Latin. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I like saying that better.
Yeah.
Because the other one, like, what'd you say?
I thought it was to the stars, through difficulties.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
It's harder to say a little bit. Difficulties is kind of long.
Yeah. Our state flag kind of sucks. It's like people doing plow work and stuff.
It's like a blue. They're doing some plows. Yeah.
We can just get a symbol.
Yeah, shout out to Kansas.
All right. Tomatoes were once considered poisonous.
True.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Mount Everest is the closest point to the moon on Earth.
I mean, it's the highest point. So you think I say true.
That is crap.
Okay.
Mount Kilimanjaro in Ecuador is closer.
How? I need some information about that one. How? Maybe because of like where it's positioned on the Earth, it never actually gets close to the moon. I guess that has to be it.
Sure.
Because the Mount Everest is the highest. So you think that...
Save that one for later.
Okay.
For us to investigate.
Yeah, to investigate that one.
The letter J is the only letter not on the periodic table.
I say true.
That is a fact.
Yeah. It has to be.
You're running through chlorine.
Chlorine and chloride. Oxygen.
Chlorophyll. More like borophyll.
More like borophyll. That's a really
I'm
Madison.
Over here trying to learn. Just like trying to make out with you. Honey never spoils.
True.
That is a fact.
Yes.
In Switzerland, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig.
Fact. It's got to be a
That's
fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's got to be.
You got to own two.
Yeah. Hey, stay tuned. In the future, we're going to do some, might do some things with these laws.
That's a good segue. Hey, just think if that was the true about wiener dogs, man. You guys would be making a killing over here. Yeah. It's like, you can't have one. You have to take two.
Yeah, they have at least two.
Yeah. But we give you, it's a BOGO sale.
Yeah.
A group of flamingos is called a sparkle.
Flamboyant.
It's crap.
It's
they
a
are flamboyants.
Yep. I knew that one.
That one's wild.
Yeah, A flamboyance of flamingos.
You think the flamingos are like, can we be called something else, guys? Like, come on, man. We can't be called like a squad or...
Nope.
They're like, no, it's flamboyant.
No, it fits.
Look at you guys walking around.
Look at you. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you guys prancing and stuff. Like, no, guys.
Come on.
Yeah, like you guys don't walk like penguins.
Yeah, there's so many other birds, like a murder of crows or whatever, or a murder of crows or murder of ravens.
All those are fascinating to me, like a group of animals, like who sat down and came up with that?
It's just like, it's probably like kind of Edison type deal. Like, I'm saying it. This is it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh, this one. I didn't know this one. The inventor of Pringles is buried in a Pringles can.
That's got to be true.
Fact.
Yeah, it's got to be. So, some of these are like, they're so specific
yeah.
that it has to be the case.
Did you know the inventor of the Frisbee was cremated? And this was on his dying wishes, to be cremated and for his ashes to be put in the mold of a Frisbee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I like disc golf, so shout out to that yeah. guy.
Hey, that guy paved the way.
He
man.
Did. He you did. Know?
It's, we don't throw Frisbees, but
but
yeah, you know, he invented them.
Yeah.
Hippos sweat pink.
Fact.
Fact.
Yep.
I don't know what that means. The Eiffel Tower grows taller in the winter.
Fact.
Crap.
Okay.
It expands in the summer heat.
Yeah, okay. It makes sense. It condenses, like it's cold and freezes. Okay.
Some of these don't give context, and we need more context. Yeah. Sharks are older than trees. It's their species is what they're maybe saying.
Fact.
Fact.
That's true. I guess it's most waters first. It was like more like, and then the land.
The
creatures.
Megalodon.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Did you know the Megalodon was the largest shark ever? It was the size of, I think it was like 2 city buses.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Humans share about 60% of their DNA with bananas.
True.
That is true. Yep. Did you know that before?
I recently went to this museum and had like this thing of like what percentages of like primates were like you know, chimpanzee is like 98% and like they all have different things.
Oh.
And I remember pretty much everything on there was like above 50%. Like all, you know, so.
Interesting. This is a whole new meaning today. I'm going to peel out of here. No? Dad jokes? a sneeze can travel up to 100 miles per hour.
True.
That is a fact. The Statue of Liberty was originally intended for Egypt.
Crap.
That is true. It's a
really?
Fact. Yeah, they actually made 2 Statue of Liberties.
Okay.
One was originally, I think, just like from here up
go
in
bust.
France. Peanuts are not actually nuts.
Fact.
That is a fact. They are legumes?
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 Legumes.
Is that a, okay.
I think it's legumes.
Wow. Well, thanks, ChatGPT. You made me look like an idiot.
Wow.
They spelled it wrong. A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus. A day on Venus is longer. I think they meant a day on Earth.
No, it could be on Venus.
A day on Venus yeah. is longer than a year on Venus.
Yeah, I'm gonna say true.
What does that mean?
So a day is when it's the Earth it spins.
Yeah.
So that means it's spinning so slowly that it makes a whole lap.
Oh, it goes a rotation around
it makes
the sun
a whole lap around the sun.
Interesting.
Before it spins.
Oh, bro. So there.
That's
you
crazy.
You think Alaska's in the dark or the light for like 6 months out of the year?
Yeah.
They got some folk, like if there are people on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Venetians or whatever you'd call them. I don't know. Maybe it's from Venice. I don't know. Well, actually, it might be named for the same thing. Who knows?
Yeah. Coffee beans are actually seeds.
Fact.
That is a fact.
Yes.
Okay. Blue whales' tongues weigh as much as an elephant.
Fact.
That is a fact.
Dude, those things are massive.
Yeah.
Aren't they like one of the biggest creatures that's ever lived, ever existed?
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure they're the largest animal.
Oh, no, for sure. They're for Earth. Sure that. But I think they're even one of the biggest creatures that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Like, and most of the biggest creatures are in the water, right? Because they don't have to like support themselves on the land.
Yeah.
You know? But like, yeah, those are insane.
You see those videos where there's like people in kayaks?
Yeah.
And they're like underneath us.
Yeah.
If I'm ever, it's again, I don't like the ocean.
Oh, I don't want
I'm from Kansas.
That's a shark,
I don't need to be going
sounds.
Near that. But yeah, it's funny because people are like, oh, whales are so, it's like, no, because there's like a school of fish. That's a lot of
there
fish
you go.
Together, a group of fish.
There you go.
A flamboyant fish.
Flamboyant.
Yeah. Yeah, but they'll be swimming under like people's kayaks and stuff and the whale doesn't know, but yeah, that's when they come up and you've seen those videos where they like swallow somebody.
Yeah. So yeah, I just looked it up on ChatGPT. The blue whale holds the title for the biggest animal ever.
Ever?
Not just today, but in all of Earth's known history.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. I want to see one of those in real life.
That's crazy. That's kind of cool, though. The biggest creature ever still lives.
Still around. You still see it. We're still doing it. Yeah. Look at us, man. Look at us. The first computer virus was created in the 2000s.
I'm going to say fact.
Crap. The first computer virus was in the 1980s.
Okay. There you go.
I'm going to skip that one because it's stupid. There is no sound in space.
True.
That is a fact.
You get the vacuum. There's no medium for the sound waves to travel through.
Yeah.
Unless no one can hear you scream.
Unless you're going through a spaceship through a black hole.
Yes.
And your spaceship explodes and
you survive. And
you eject out of it.
And you end up in a closet.
In a closet. And you're pulling books and doing Morse code.
Yep.
Yep. No plot twist or anything there.
Yeah.
An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
True.
True.
I've heard they're small brains.
That would suck. Don't that like alligators have super tiny brains?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We need Colin here. He's an animal guy.
I think that said like an alligator's brain's like the size of a walnut or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Mama said alligators is angry because they got all of them teeth and no toothbrush.
Abdullah Ablengata.
You're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Mama, right. Great.
Humans can't taste food without saliva.
Fact.
That's a fact.
Yes.
That would suck.
Yeah. So like it's in the saliva, and then like saliva is like goes to the taste buds or whatever.
Hmm. Did you know one of the actual most poisonous in terms of a bite? Or the most dangerous bite on Earth is a human being's.
As far as bacteria and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. We don't have like dogs and stuff have like bacteria that live in their mouth that like clean it essentially. And like other animals have this.
Because they talk about like the most dangerous bites that can occur to humans are from other humans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
The fingerprints of a koala are so similar to humans that they can confuse crime scenes.
That's got to be true.
That's a fact.
That's too. It's too specific not to be true.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
Huh. Koala bears overrated.
Like an overrated animal.
Yeah, I think they're overrated.
Yeah, they're kind of.
They don't really do anything, but they're the one koala is pretty good in singing.
Oh, yeah, so. That's right.
Mr. Moon.
Yeah,
Buster Moon.
That's right. Is that McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Water spirals down the drain in an opposite direction in each hemisphere.
True.
That is crap.
What?
Yeah. That's called the Coriolis.
Coriolis.
Coriolis effect doesn't work that way in sinks.
Oh, is it? It's not in sinks. It's just like, so specifically sinks is what it's saying.
That's what it says.
Wait, say it again.
The water spirals down the drain in opposite direction in each hemisphere.
I thought for sure that was it. That was true.
It says crap. The Coriolis effect doesn't work that way in sinks.
Okay, ChatGPT. I don't know about that. We'll have to check that one. That is a weird qualifier about the sinks.
I'm going to another AI to fact check this.
Yeah.
The moon has its own time zone.
True.
Crap.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're on mountain time.
Just pick one. Yeah. Just pick one of the ones in the United States.
Huh, really? Okay. Yeah. Neil Armstrong was like, hey, what time are you having dinner? And they're like,
it's Houston, maybe. Yeah, it's Houston. They did Houston Central Time.
It's mountain time, Neil. So in 2 hours, have a snack. Pigeons were once used as airmail.
Yes.
That is a fact.
Carrier pigeon.
Yep. Bubble wrap was originally invented as wallpaper.
No way.
Fact.
Really?
Yes. I need more on that.
Yeah, me too.
I need a lot more on that. Bubble wrap's awesome.
Wow.
The heart of a blue whale is the size of a small car.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we go over that.
These are freaking massive creatures.
All right, here's our final 10.
All right.
Antarctica has no official time zone.
Fact.
Fact. A crocodile can't stick its tongue out.
Fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. More people are killed by vending machines than sharks each year.
True. Yeah. Fact.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You got to get the, they're banging it. Yeah. Trying to get their, yeah, their Funyuns that won't come out. They're pissed.
Makes sense. I mean, we're not really in a shark's house that often. You're much more, I see more vending machines every day than I do see sharks.
That's right, man. So, fingerprints of twins are identical.
Identical twins?
Yes.
I guess. I'd say yes.
That's crap.
No.
They're unique.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Butterflies can taste with their feet.
That's got to be true.
Yep, it's true. Yep. Actually knew that one. The inventor of the microwave got the idea from a melted chocolate bar.
That's fact.
Fact.
You're way too specific not to be.
I don't know why you just saw a melted chocolate bar. It's like, I'm going to create waves that can heat up things rapidly.
Inspiration could just strike.
One day, a man named Colin McEntee can feed his kids chicken nuggets that aren't crispy at all because they won't know the difference. Yeah. Yeah. There is a species of jellyfish that is biologically immortal.
Yes, that's true.
That is a fact.
Yes, they can make themselves younger, essentially. They can somehow make themselves younger. Yeah, I've heard that.
Jellyfish are awesome.
Dude, those are like aliens, man. Those things are crazy.
They're cool in the water, but they freak me out too, dude. Yeah. You see pieces of them washing up on shore at the sea and stuff. Again,
yeah,
I go
like
back
a giant
to,
brain. I'm not, like, what is this?
Yeah. Super cool though. You can't burp in space.
That's gotta be true.
Fact. But you can't is that in a suit or just if
no,
you're
I
in
think
space?
Maybe it's just because something about the vacuum again, the vacuum of space, something. I don't
you're
know.
It's like that'd be the same as a fart. You're just trying to fart and it's space is pushing it back. No.
Yes.
You're all your mic nothing.
That's what's happening. Yep. That's it. You cracked it. You cracked the code.
It's playing defense.
Yep.
Camels store water in their humps.
True.
Crap.
Ah.
They store them in their fat.
Okay.
So
their humps aren't fat?
I guess not.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I don't know about no camel.
It's hump day, dude.
Hump day?
Guess what day it is? Mike. The dot over the letter I is called a title.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That's interesting. So when they're saying hey, dot your I's and cross your T's, you got to put your titles on your I's. So there's your list, man.
That's it?
That's it. Went through 50 of them.
Nice.
But we learned a lot.
I think I got most of those. I think I got more than half of those, right?
I was surprised. Well, I shouldn't have been surprised. You know a lot of random facts.
I did some of that just trivial.
Guys in general.
Trivial knowledge.
Would you say guys in general are more versed on random facts?
Yes.
Than women.
I in general, yes.
Yeah.
In my experience, for sure.
I also think that's some of our downfall as a species.
Who cares? Yeah.
Because it's I know about the jellyfish that's immortal.
Yeah. That's why trivia, the name trivia is from trivial. Just it's not important, right? Yeah. It's not important.
But it's great conversational pieces,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. It feels great.
Yeah, we just talked for 45 minutes about random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well,
that's dog eat dog, man.
Dog eat dog episode 2.
Taking bites.
Hopefully call me back next week and we'll get back to the movies and the top fives. But until then, I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
I just threw that at you.
Yeah,
we didn't practice that. I was seeing if you're going to do it.
You stay classy, San Diego.
That's funny. All right. Catch you later.